Last year, after Republican state leaders passed a controversial collective bargaining bill that slashed the power of public employee unions, teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other labor activists from around the state joined arms with Democrats in an effort to repeal that law. They paraded through downtown Columbus, past the State House, to the Secretary of State's office, where they unloaded a semi-truck full of petition signatures. They only needed fewer than 300,000 valid signatures. They turned in over 1.3 million signatures for validation. The energy was palpable.
This is what democracy looks like!
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now? Can you hear
us? Fast forward to now. 1 year later, a Central Ohio police officer and a Democratic state senator join a couple of organizers for President Obama's re-election campaign on a sidewalk that just 1 year ago was filled with thousands of protesters. Senator Charlita Tavares issues this warning about Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
If he had his way, Mitt Romney would make issue two a nationwide problem.
That's a point Democrats are pounding in a new ad.
For all the police and firefighters that work very hard working against issue two, knocking on doors, making phone calls, they would be throwing all that away in the trash can if they voted for Mitt Romney.
The police officer who makes that statement in that ad is Central Ohio Officer Scott Klinger. He says it's important to remind Ohioans that Romney supported issue two and that he's come out against hiring more police officers and firefighters. But on this day, Klinger is the only police officer speaking out at this event on the issue, though he warns he's not the only one working to defeat Mitt Romney.
And there are others out there working on the campaign, making phone calls, knocking on doors, and doing the same things that we did with Senate Bill 5. We haven't forgotten.
Ohio's largest labor federation, the AFL-CIO, says its members are already working behind the scenes to ensure President Obama's re-election. In a news release, the AFL-CIO says it, along with other labor groups and an ally group, Working America, has been doing outreach and will do more. The Labor 2012 operation plans to involve more than 70,000 volunteer shifts that will focus on voter registration, voter education, and voter turnout in the coming months. Chris Maloney, a spokesman for Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, isn't worried Democrats will be able to revive that spirit that led to the overwhelming repeal of the unpopular labor issue last year.
Well, I think this is nothing more than a pathetic attempt to distract attention away from Joe Biden's awkward cancellation on Ohio Democrats earlier this week, and the president's failed policies, which have left 425,000 Ohioans struggling to find work.
Maloney says he finds some irony when he compares the candidate Barack Obama of 4 years ago with the president Barack Obama of today.
And it's really telling that, you know, 4 years after they adopted the mantra of hope and change, it's these kinds of actions that we have come to expect from the president's campaign, whose idea of support for labor in the middle class has been reduced to directing negative web videos and holding press conferences.
There are 4 months left until Ohioans vote. A lot of money has been spent on ads to persuade Ohioans for or against the candidates, and most political pundits believe there will be many more ads between now and then. In this swing state, the question might be which issue motivates voters the most. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.